In other grains industry news today, Grain Producers Australia says one of the top priorities in the lead-up to the federal election is the escalating cost of producing a crop and remaining competitive on the world market. The policy priorities were determined by key grain industry leaders at a recent meeting held here in Fremantle. GPA Chair and Myling farmer Barry Large says it would be great to see some policy settings that stimulate the growth of the agricultural sector.
The main thing that is on everyone's mind is the cost of growing a crop, really. Lower farm input costs is rates very high from our grower policy priorities. Access to agricultural pesticides is there. I sort of feel that grains industry red tape, the regulatory burdens and the cost, these are the three things that were really high on growers' minds at the moment.
And when you say input costs, I mean, that's a fairly broad sweet. What is the big ticket item that people are really watching going up and are starting to get or are really worried about?
Oh, look, I think, you know, as a grain grower myself, you've got to be concerned at the price of fertiliser, the access to chemical and technologies. But let's just unpack the fertiliser. I mean, at the end of the day, I would have hoped that out of COVID, we would have learnt that we do need some domestic infrastructure here in Australia to try and reduce the price and shore up supply. I mean, we're looking at the moment, you know, that urea around 750 to 850 to compounds over 1,000 and puts a big hole in your pocket at the moment.
There has been a lot of discussion around Australia about green hydrogen production, and that's obviously turning hydrogen into ammonia for transport and exporting it offshore. Is it disappointing that domestic fertiliser production hasn't factored in that conversation as one component of where that ammonia would be going?
Absolutely. I'm quite bemused that the government can't see, particularly a state like Western Australia, which is my home state, easy to talk about, is that we're so reliant on export markets. So we're sending this away and then we're getting it back. We need access to continuity of supply and products at a fair and equitable price to make us competitive with our grain. It seems to me that it's really important that we develop this market for us. We need help. We need a bit of the government to get on board with us.
And looking at the opposite end, the pricing that you're receiving for grain, in 22, GPA, as amongst its priorities, called for an ACCC inquiry or a study into grain markets to optimise competition. So that's looking at the bulk handlers. Is that still something that industry feels is necessary?
Absolutely. This is still high on our agenda. And I'll say it again, this isn't about tearing up what we got. This is about improving it. This is about giving it a health check. It hasn't had a health check for a long time. And we were fortunate enough, really, that on the date of the last election, that the government of the day, the Liberal Party government, was going to support it. And we would be holding them to support it going forward again this time, because we believe that we do need a health check. We need to have a look under the bonnet. We need to make sure, is it fit for purpose? And I'm sure that we need to keep the competition in the room from everyone if we're going to make sure that we can compete on the world stage. And it's about access to the market. It's about rail freights. It's about handling costs. It's about transparency in the pricing.
When we look at other key grain production areas of the world, and particularly considering the UK, there's a real feeling within some farmers there that they're not very well regarded by government. They're under land squeezes, and also they've lost a lot of chemicals and they've lost some government support just recently. Do you look at those countries and think, how do we get ahead of that?
Look, we have to be very wary of what's going on there. We need to be ahead of the curve, because it's only a matter before it comes to us. I mean, we are trying to show a balanced argument regards to the gramoxone and where we're going with that, and glyphosate. And we are putting up well-balanced articles that growers have very good practices, and we're protecting our position to make sure that we're producing a beautiful, clean, green product. And we have to be affordable. So I certainly understand how they're feeling because we're going down the same track. And as a comments I made earlier on, is that we're checking on lower farm input costs and we're keeping an eye on that. Access to new technology and pesticides, we're onto that. Relationships and the red tape through regulatory burdens are very high on our list. And, look, I think the one thing that shows that we need good collaboration with the government and the department, and we need them to listen and take on board where we're coming from, is that, this biosecurity tax is a great example of was not fit for purpose. We didn't feel there was enough transparency. We went into bat for it, and thankfully, in the end, other members of parliament could see reason that it wasn't right, and we were able to put a line through it. So we certainly can see what's going on over there, and we've got to watch and we've got to take it on board, and we've got to make sure that our government of the day is listening to us. And listening means outcomes, results, not yes.
Grain Producers Australia Chair Barry Large speaking to Joe Prendergast, 22 past 12. Well, in the lead up to the